Good morning, and welcome to the quiz show. This is our second edition of the show, the Valentine's Day edition. We'll challenge our panel of experts to tackle dozens of puzzlers, almost all of them based on Valentine's Day trivia. And one of you lucky listeners out there will get a chance to play the game with our panel. At approximately 12 minutes after the hour, we invite you to call in. That's 608-638-9378. Call in. Listen, call in. In the meantime, let's meet our panelists. Our returning champion, they've been calling her champ for a month now, is Emily Grantham. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. I am pumped.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm caffeinated. I'm ready to go.
You really think you can make it two in a row?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
You should see the look she's shooting at the other panelists. That's good stuff. That's good. Hey, welcome back to Matt Shortridge. Matt, that was brutally close.
I know.
Last time. Do you have a plan to make things right?
Well, I wore this beautiful rayon tuxedo.
I was going to say.
In anticipation.
Wow.
It's, I don't know, for the people in the audience, it's purple and pink tuxedo. And the
and
cuffs
it's shiny.
And stuff. And the little
I like
frilly
the lace,
thing.
I like the lace shirt. That's a nice touch.
So it's pretty intimidating thing that I did.
Are you intimidated?
And I've been studying all about Veterans Day.
Maybe enraptured is more there the right
go,
word.
Enraptured.
And today's and it's Veterans Day, so I've been studying all about Veterans Day. So I'm
well,
really
you've come
prepared.
To the right place, son. We're all on the same page. Hey! Welcome to Connie Minowa, our newest expert. Good to have you here, lady.
I'm so happy to be here.
Have you been training hard?
I've been pumping information like I'm pumping iron. Like I am ready. My abs are looking really amazing.
They are. I was going to mention that.
I got some muscles going on. I am pumped.
We have one or two rules. I love. She's going to say that for the whole show. I'm pumped. The first, you were all issued your buzzers, correct? Yes,
mm-hmm.
Right. The first player to buzz in will be the first player with a shot at the answer. If the answer is incorrect, another player can buzz in. So be ready with your buzzers. There's no answering over each other, Matt, okay?
Hey.
An answer that's correct.
My answers are always more funny.
That's why you'll get a point for every answer. Every correct answer gets 2 points. Every incorrect but amusing answer gets 1 point.
All right, be amusing, guys.
Okay.
We'll
our
try.
Our first game today is Valentine's Day limericks. There's a one-word answer, and it rhymes with the word that ends the second line of each limerick. Here's an example. My love is like a red, red rose. Our life is in the pink. And if she asked to marry me, I'd do it in a...
Blink!
In the sink.
Dang, that
Wing?
Was good.
Ah.
In the sink?
In the sink.
Oh, no.
That's a one point.
From now on.
Okay. All right.
These count.
Okay.
Get your buzzers ready.
I'm ready.
No points. Valentine's Day is special. As holidays go, it's a dandy. It's all about you and your sweetie. So remember to bring flowers and...
Candy!
Good morning.
Sorry.
Good
you
morning,
are,
Vietnam.
You are pumped.
I am. Oh my gosh.
Matt,
too
I'm getting,
pumped.
I'm getting the sign. Yeah. Sorry.
Mr. Shortridge, do you have an answer?
Candy.
Sorry, guys.
Right for 2 points. 2 points for Mr. and 1 point for Ms. Minowa for a very special, amusing answer.
Are we sure we want her here?
Second
today?
One.
So foul language just gets you a 1 point.
It gets a point.
Okay.
Because it was clever.
Okay, I got this under control.
Diamonds may be forever, but few can afford the price. Best to go with roses or daisies. Let someone else buy the. Penny.
Ice.
Very good slang for diamonds, as most of you know. Nice, nice.
That gets a high five.
You have been in training.
I didn't know that about diamonds.
February 14th can be lovely, but you need to do your part. Never assume that they know it. Just tell them what's in your... Mr. Shortridge.
Heart.
Heart would be right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We got something going here. Mm-hmm. Today is the day for romance. You should put nothing above. It's not about money or presents. Today is the day. Mr. Shortridge?
Love. Sweet love.
Sweet love. It's so hard not to break into song. Love is correct for 2 points. When looking, here's the last one of our limericks, so get your buzzers ready. When looking for that perfect gift, go with a time-proven winner. This one never, ever fails. Just cook up a really good... Emily!
Dinner!
Dinner is the answer. 2 points for Emily. Let's see. We're going to... You know who's in the house? Anne, our wizard of the accounts, is in the house.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, thanks for doing this again. You got all the pressure. The rest of this is easy.
I'm just sweating over here.
Yeah, you too. Where do we stand, wizard?
Well, let me get it all added up here.
It's okay. Take your time. No, really, we got time.
All right.
You got a paper? You got a paper roll? No, sorry.
People can't see my eye roll, can they?
And you got such a good one, too.
I know. It's
incredible.
It's unfortunate.
Okay.
But anyway, so we've got Emily with 2 points.
Attaway, Emily.
Connie, next with 3 points.
Attaway, Con.
One that was a swear word point.
Yeah.
And Matt. And Matt with in the lead with 6 points.
I'm going to win this one for my special honey.
He's bringing it. All right, Emily, we have to get our game on.
We got to step it up.
He has brought it for his special honey. Okay, this is a tough one, folks. And get your ear bones ready, because this is based on a sound cue. Okay? Our second game is U.S. presidents. We're going to play a short sound clip from a film. That clip will have a U.S. president's last name in it. But remember, you're listening for a word. They're not using it as the president in this clip. They're just using a word that is the same as some president's last name. Oh. Okay?
This is some high technology.
You're listening for a word.
A word.
Okay? Anne, let's show them how it's done.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to play a clip for Anne, and then you'll get the idea. Okay?
I'm ready.
Okay.
You are on this council, but we do not grant you the rank of master.
Anne, what's the answer?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Okay, now did you hear that?
Do we need to get the middle initial?
Wow.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Okay, this is...
Maybe only it'll
for Harry.
Okay.
Only for Harry. Yes, sure.
I gave you the first... Another sip of coffee for that one.
Okay, take a sip and be ready.
The word Grant was used in that.
Right.
Okay. And, I was super lost.
What does this have to do with Valentine's Day?
Right?
You said it was Veterans Day.
Matt, someone outside wants to see you.
That might be a negative point.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I'll just quit asking the tough questions.
It's a word that happens to be a president's last name.
President's last name. I'm getting it.
I'm already going to guess Obama.
Oh, by the way, we're going to give you an extra point if you can give the film title.
Marty.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
It's Trump. Okay.
Ready for one.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Cleveland, man.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Obviously, Vietnam's not that much of a change for
Matt,
you.
No. Mr. Shortridge, you had your buzzer up first.
Grover Cleveland.
Very nice. That's 2 points.
Oh, man.
Would you care to go for, or anybody, gosh, get your buzzers ready, care to name the movie that's from?
Robin Williams. I know it so much. I know it so much. Is it Vietnam something?
Are you okay?
I'm trying. Yeah.
She's
I
shorting.
Love this so,
somebody get
I love
the doctor.
This movie. Here's this somebody. Is... Okay.
Okay, 1 point
Coming
for
to
that.
Coming to Vietnam?
One point.
Okay, well...
It's good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Yes, very good. You were all over it.
Rest in peace, Robin.
I think that... I vote that gets a point.
Put your headphones back on.
Okay.
We're going to play the next clip.
I'm calming down.
Here we go.
Let me talk to him.
Excuse us. Are you the singing Bush?
Emily.
Well, there's two.
Ooh, good one.
It doesn't matter.
Which one?
I'm going to go George W.
Yeah.
Bush.
That would be just fine. Does anybody happen to know what the movie is? It's a good one. I'm going to cut you off sooner this time. It's Three Amigos. Right. Okay. Okay. Next clip.
You done his duty, went home to your great-grandmother, took the watch off, put an old coffee can, and in that can it stayed. till your granddad, Dane Coolidge, was called upon by...
Matt? Mr. Shortridge?
Calvin Coolidge.
You'd be right. Two points there. That the inimitable Christopher Walken.
And so lovable.
What was the movie, perchance? Anybody? 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 It was Pulp Fiction. Okay. This is our second to last.
Christopher Walken.
Play that clip.
Well, you could say to me, a Lincoln is better than a Capitol. I'm saying it.
Emily.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Yes. This is a really tough movie.
A Valentine's Day favorite, for sure.
Of course.
I always think.
He's got my heart, my whole heart.
Yeah. Yes. I love those boxes of chocolates you get that are shaped like Lincoln's head.
The Lincoln. Yes. I'll take a Lincoln. That was from Donnie Brasco. I won't even trouble you with that. Okay. One more.
Okay.
One more.
All right.
And this is easily our personal favorite. Okay.
Okay.
Ready for the clip.
All right.
Play the clip.
Mr. Shortridge.
Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
Yes. Could you play the rest of it, Terry, please? Because the best is yet to come. It is Woodrow Wilson.
Wilson.
They say it a number of times.
It gets better.
Wilson.
The Titanic?
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Never let go.
Give the man a point. That was an amusing wrong answer. What was the movie, by the way, folks?
Saving Private Ryan. Private Ryan?
No.
Oh, I know it.
Emily?
Castaway.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
Yay. Good one.
Trying to catch up to Matt. Point for the Emster there. Okay, let's see now. Oh, my goodness. Is your adding machine ready? Because we got to get some...
I'm on it.
Are you on it? Mm-hmm. You got your best person on it?
Adding up my numbers is going to take a little while.
Don't you love how her fingers fly over the keyboard?
And props to Terry, who's doing all these fun sound effects.
It's impossible. I'm glad it's not any of us.
Right?
Which should be pretty obvious.
And how fast you were able to change the VHS cassettes to put those different moves on.
I mean, that's not easy, my friend.
Like his fingers were flying, you know, and cueing. They were all queued up at the right. Incredible.
Wizard?
I've got some numbers.
All right.
I would love to hear them.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I think we all know Matt's in the lead with 13 points.
Lucky 13. Lucky 13.
I'm actually, thank you. Thank you very much. The crowd is here. It's just fantastic. Incredible.
That's an in-studio audience. Yes.
I know.
Who's next?
Emily is next with 7 points.
Ooh, a little comeback there.
And Connie bringing up the rear at 4.
In the game.
Bringing it
in
up.
In the game.
Do you have an easy chair that you could bring in here that I could sit on, like a couch or something?
Indicating.
I might just take a nap for the rest of this.
You got that?
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
purple reason. And pink outfit, and you need the purple throne.
Yeah. I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, out there in Radio Land, this is very important because this segment is all about you, the listener.
Mm.
It's time for you to call in to the station. 638-9378. That's 638-9378.
You can do it.
One lucky caller will play the next round right along with our experts. They're here for you. You should know that. If you answer 3 of the 5 questions correctly, you win the game. And you know what? Who knows? We may even invite you to be a contestant right here on the quiz show. So call in right now.
Number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
I can't. I can't believe it. I'm sorry. We had Mickey Bitsko on the line, and the line just fell out on us.
I think it was just overwhelmed with too many callers in the system.
Yeah. Oh, you know
what? I think it glitched.
We're going to have to work on that.
I think it glitched.
We're
going
to have to, what do you call? We're going to have to put
more wires in there.
Yeah. And, and the light is, and we have red lights.
No, it's too late. But I'm sorry. So, you know what? You folks. You folks are doomed to play this game.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah. Everyone.
Next time, we'll get you. Okay, this game is called Valentine's Time Machine. We're going to ask you questions about events that happened on February 14th, some other time in history. Are you ready for history? Then let's go. On this day in 1929, seven Chicagoland gangsters were killed in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. What Chicago mobster ordered that hit? Ooh, it's tense. Ugh. Tense stuff.
I'll just make a guess.
Yes, Emily.
Al Capone.
You'd be right for 2 points.
Wow.
It's literally the only one I know.
Nice way to drag that out. You paced that beautifully.
I was thinking about Babyface Moran or somebody like that.
Were you?
And then the voice.
It's the Irish thing kicking in there. Yeah. On February 14th of 1876, what American inventor applied for his patent on the very first telephone? Mr. Shortridge.
Alexander Graham
Bell. You'd be right. Two very good points there. 1876.
Still bringing up the rear here.
I wonder if his phone worked or if it blanked like our phone did. I bet his worked.
Time machine plus call-in equals Alexander Graham
Bell. Got it. I think you're right. In 1912, excuse me, this state was admitted to the Union as our 48th state. Here's a hint. It's in the Southwest. It's our 48th state. The last one in the continental United States.
Arizona?
I'll pretend you buzzed in, Connie.
Okay,
yes,
I buzzed in.
And you're right. Amazing. Arizona. Ding, 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 ding. Arizona for 2 points. Well done. Well done. You do that again, you'll be fired. Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay. Wow. This is the last. No. This is the second to last. In 1924... Listen, the Computing Tabulating Recording Company changed its name to what? Emily.
IBM.
You'd be right.
Impressive.
I think they should have stuck with Computing Tabulating and Recording. It has a ring to it. Okay, this is the last and easily the most difficult. Put on your international hats now.
All right.
He was the explorer who claimed Australia and a bunch of other Pacific territories for Great Britain. In 1779, native Hawaiians caught up with and killed this famous sea captain. Oh. Who was this fellow? Hint, it's not Captain Bligh, so don't go to the bounty. British sea captain. Matt.
Cook? Captain Cook?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Man.
I knew it.
And fuego today.
I was on a very shaky limb on that one.
That's what that was.
Okay.
My uncle had a shaky limb. He's much better. Ann, how are we doing?
All right, here we go. Woo!
All right. Tabulating.
All right, got it.
What's it say?
We want to start with the highest or the lowest?
You choose. You're the wizard. You're the wizard.
All right. Wizard says highest.
ding, 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 ding.
So Matt is still in the lead.
No.
Really? Oh. No way.
17
no
points.
Way.
17.
That's and then we've got Emily next. She's inching up.
17.
She's got 11
coming
points.
Coming for you, Matt.
I know. I'm sweating.
I'm
perspiring
and
in
Connie,
my rayon
Connie's,
tuxedo.
Connie's coming.
She's coming
in.
On.
She's got six.
All right.
I'm the caboose. Right. I'm bringing it from the.
Someone's got to be the caboose.
Got to be the rear. Yes. Yep. Okay. Doing it. But you guys, I'm going to take it down.
We're entering the.
Look out. Lightning rounds are coming off.
Kansas City Chiefs, you're coming out.
Okay. I'm going to bring it.
Okay. This is another sound file quiz. This being Valentine's Day, we're going to play a few bars from several hit tunes. All of them
I'd love name that
have the word heart in the title. get your buzzers ready.
Okay.
I know you're all music folks, so
yeah, I'm ready.
Get
this
ready.
Is my round. I feel
play
it.
No.
Play the first clip. Emily. Emily, you buzzed in first.
Is it Lonely Heart? It's something about Lonely Heart.
No. Oh. Anybody else care to buzz in for this? Do we need to play it?
Is it a Bruce Springsteen song?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to give you 1 point for Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, great. Yay.
Hungry Heart.
Hungry Heart.
Okay. Are you ready for number two?
I was too hungry for that one.
It's your heart, Em. It's your heart. Okay. Play that second clip.
Cheating Heart.
You'd be right.
Hank Williams.
I'll give you a point for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two and one.
All right.
A little lesson from Matt there. If you want to jump on somebody else's points, that's what you do.
I just like to crush
I
should have
been doing
momentum.
That all along.
Yeah.
Right? It's a strategy.
Play that third clip.
Heart of Gold!
I'm going
to buzz for 2 points and... You're going to have to hit that buzzer, dear.
I'm getting too excited.
Get your buzzers ready again. Who is the artist?
Neil Young.
Oh, nice buzzer. Okay, so we've totally abandoned
the buzzer.
There's like a loose, I got a loose wire or something in my buzzer.
This is community radio, and if you want to change the rules in the middle of the game, you know.
I think somebody must have stepped on mine or something.
I think if I just jump up and down, you should
that's
know that I'm
of a
excited.
Signal.
It's kind of like buzzing.
Yeah, it's true. Kind of like buzzing.
And I will step on your buzzer if that's what you want, Mr. Smarty Pants. Okay, I'm sorry. I lost my... Lost my tongue. Thank you, dear. Okay, we have a fourth song for you. Be ready.
Okay, I'm sweating.
Play that clip.
Okay.
Woo! Oh man.
There are no words in that song.
That's exactly wrong. But you guys did the best air guitar. We got to take this on the road.
That was pretty entertaining.
Folks, I got to tell you, you've never seen three air guitars going so hard at the same time. That was Kickstart My Heart by Motley.
Not necessarily my genre, but we can.
You know, I don't know. You played it beautifully.
I respect.
Last one.
Full respect.
Last clip.
All right.
Please play that clip.
Oh!
Emily.
Groove is in the house.
Yes, 2 points.
Yes.
I couldn't understand what Emily said. On that last I don't feel like that's a legit response.
Okay, 3 points for Mr. Shortridge for stealing 2 points. No, just kidding. Just
no,
kidding.
Subtract
kidding.
3 points oh, for hating on my answer.
Hey, what was he doing?
I'm just trying to keep
hating
things...
Hating on my answer.
I'm just trying to keep things equitable and fair.
I love it when he says equitable.
She's... Okay, you better watch it. She's on to you.
Attitude is... While... Our wizard of the accounts is tabulating things. I'm going to give you a heads up that the lightning round is coming in a few minutes. Get your speed brains on.
I got to cool down. Chill out.
Wizard, what do you see there?
Well, we've got Matt in the lead.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
Really?
In spite of the antics.
With 19 points.
Ooh, that's a good number.
Emily's... moving closer with 15.
Mm-hmm. Oh, striking distance right
there. That's right, that's right.
And Connie keeps, you know, coming up a little more each time with 9.
Yep.
9. That's a
closing the gap.
We appreciate you being here. We really do.
Connie, you should know that truly is a new points record for new quiz show panelists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is only the second time, so I'm hoping for the best.
You are so good. Okay. Okay, you know what? It's time for our final round, the lightning round, wherein each player will be asked 5 quick questions. Thank you. Ennio is standing in the corner. If you're stuck, ask for the next question because you have 25 seconds total to get through these five questions. So don't waste all your time on one question.
So no buzzer needed.
No buzzer
I'm
needed.
It down.
And we're taking
help.
Turns. Okay. You're okay. going one yeah, at a time. And the really, really relax. Good news is, Connie, you're up first. Are you ready?
It pays to be the loser, but we'll do it. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. What's 11 times 11?
Oh, God, 22. 24! 22!
No, keep going. Keep going, pal.
I don't know.
What is he?
What country is Vladimir Putin the president of?
Russia.
Very good. That's 2 points. How many stars on the first American flag?
13.
13 is 2 points for you. What gigantic mountain sits in both Nepal and Tibet?
Mount Everest.
Absolutely. 2 more points. What rock star is known as the boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
2 more points. How many points did Miss Connie
that
get?
That is 8 points.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay. Bringing it.
I'm coming. So another, I'm coming for you both.
Another rookie record. There,
so do we get the same questions then?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, that's the incredible advantage of going last.
Right.
See,
right.
By that time, surely you'll get them all right.
I'll go last.
And maybe style points too. Just for you,
so
Matt.
So generous of you.
Just for you, Matt. You're going next.
Well, ladies first. What?
It turns out you were wrong in that prediction, Matt. It's your turn. You are on the hot seat. Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay, I'll give you one. Okay. Two, okay. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Good. Matt, what's 11 times 12?
Less than 144. Well, 133.
Wrong.
What
country is
Matt.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of?
Israel.
You would be right for 2 points. What national anthem did Francis Scott Key write?
The American, the United States of America national
anthem. We'll accept that. What's the tallest mountain in the United States?
Denali.
Very good. I'm tempted to give you like 22 more points because you used a real native name for it, not stupid Mount McKinley. Denali is the right answer. What Irish band is Bono the lead singer for?
You too.
Dude, you're so right. They're playing in the dome right now in or the sphere.
Upside
what
down and inside
upside
out.
Upside down in the sphere in Las Vegas. How many points, Wiz, did Mr. Shortridge get?
Also 8 points.
Whoa, matched Connie's epic run. Emily?
Okay.
This is pretty important since it's such a close game.
Please, no math questions.
Okay. No. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
What's 11 times 10?
Dang it.
110.
You'd be right.
Oh,
2 points.
God. That's a miracle.
Xi Jinping is the chairman of what country?
China?
You'd be right.
Okay, good.
Way to be positive. Where is the Empire State Building located?
New York City.
Oh, you're right on it. What mountain in the state of Washington blew its top in 1980?
I know it, and I'm spacing
yes, you
it.
Do.
I lived there.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes it even worse.
I'm completely spacing it.
Okay, let me give you the last question.
Okay, move on. I don't remember.
Yes, this is the last question. Which member of the Jackson 5 became the biggest star?
Michael.
Right. Now you want to go back to...
Yeah. It's not Everest. It's... Henley, St. Helens, Mount St. Helens.
You'd be right. 2 points.
Oh,
2 points.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for all you kids out there, there was a valuable lesson. If you're stuck on a question, go on. It may come back to you. Mm. Very nice. Well.
Emily?
Anne's got the editing machine
that
going.
Was, that was 10 points for Emily.
Ooh.
Get them all added up here.
This is getting neck and neck.
That's a lot of points to head up.
That was the last game.
A lot of points.
So,
oh, luck. That was it?
That was it.
Oh. That was it.
All right.
What do you know, Ian?
All right.
Give it to us straight.
Well, we're going to go the other way this time.
Okay. Good idea.
Yes.
We've got Connie with a respectable 17 points.
New
thank
rookie
you.
Record.
Thank
new
you very
rookie
much.
Record.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
And next up, we've got Emily with 25 points.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
And Matt, you did it.
Bring it.
Matt.
Barely 27 points.
Very
close. Yes.
It was
way
the tuxedo.
To go, Matt.
The tuxedo, really.
Matt Shortridge, the champion for the Valentine's Day quiz show.
Oh.
Matt, will you return next time to defend your crown?
I will return.
Oh, I love it. Back. Well, folks, you know what? That's all the time we have.
Support for WDRT comes from the Viroqua
Thanks
Food
to
Co-op,
our producer and engineer who's trying to make that lady be quiet, Terry O'Connor.
Yay, Terry.
Our wizard of the accounts, Ann Altman. Our three amazing panelists, Connie Minowa, Emily Grantham, and Matt Shortridge. Thank you so
And the spectacular studio audience.
And I know. And Ed.
You're beautiful.
And thanks. Woo. Thanks to our fantastic telephone guest, whoever it was. Most of all, we want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. Please let us know what you thought of today's show. Contact us at the quiz show at WDRT.org. Have a beautiful Valentine's Day. Remember that love is the answer. We'll see you next time. Right here on the quiz show.
Ed Holly.
Love it.
Lead with love, babe.
That's right.